And welcome back to the second half of Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis, and there's more important information coming up, so please keep that pencil and paper handy. We're going to get right into our commentary for this week. This is written by Don Thompson, the Associated Press writer from Arnold, California. And we talked about Arnold, California just a minute ago. That's where Sierra Pacific Industries is doing 900 acres of clear cutting, and there have been numerous arrests. Anyway, here is Don Thompson's commentary on Earth First Radio. This community has grown up around logging for 60 years. Its history so entwined with timber that it is building a logging museum. A sign at the edge of town even bills Arnold as the gateway to the big trees, a reference to nearby Calaveras Big Tree State Park, home of the giant sequoias. But residents are turning on the industry that helped to define them. They fear clear-cutting by Sierra Pacific Industries will damage their new livelihood, tourism. People come here for the trees, says businesswoman Erin Ross, a fifth-generation resident. If they're not finding trees, if they're finding big open areas, they're going to go somewhere else. Former loggers have joined self-described tree huggers, retirees, and second homeowners in Calaveras County to oppose the large-scale logging of 884 nearby acres. It's never been done that way, says Pat Bradley, granddaughter of Frank Blagan, who built the local sawmill in 1938. It's always been selective logging. Selective logging is where you go in and log, but at least you leave a forest behind you. Opponents say they don't oppose selective logging or the contract loggers doing the clear-cutting. After all, logging has provided jobs in the Sierra for more than a century. They say their fear is that clear-cutting, which temporarily removes virtually every tree over 20-acre patches, will hurt the area's scenery, wildlife, and possibly its drinking water. But the company and state officials say the water supply is safe. Anti-clear-cutting pamphlets have appeared on cars, petitions are being circulated, community meetings are being held, and dozens of residents recently lined the highway through Arnold with protest signs. Sierra Pacific says its methods will eventually produce a healthier, more productive forest. It plans to clear-cut much of its 1.5 million acres in California, including 75,000 acres in Calaveras County over the next 100 years. The goal is to create tree plantations, which the company say will raise per-acre production by precisely spacing the trees, using healthier genetically selected trees, and applying herbicides to thin competition that might stunt the sapling's growth, in short, making timber production more like a garden and less like a forest. Many people are reacting to short-term visual concerns, and the forest is a long-term investment, plain and simple, says Sierra Pacific forester Dave Baker. What once was a blue-collar area that revolved around local sawmill has changed dramatically over the past decade as retirees, vacation home owners, and more recently telecommuters have flocked to this community north of Yosemite National Park. Tourists now double or triple the 3,500-person population on weekends, often stopping at the art galleries, gift shops, and cafes. Tourism now accounts for a third of the area's economy, the Sierra Business Council says. Opponents say they will take